Slava comrades, you are listening to the ninth assault of the Forest Brother Audio Insurgency on RadioArian.com. This is your Lordship, Lord of the Northern Realm, Lord Goyhammer, and I will be your Field Insurgent Audio Quartermaster for about the next hour. I want to read a quote that I admit I don't fully understand the context it was written in. What I do know is that M'lady is absolutely right despite my misinterpretation, which I don't feel is too far off. Quote, "Dear comrades, to you who have struck, maligned, or martyred, I can bring the news which I wish to carry more than the frail value of a casual rhetorical phrase. Soon we shall win. Before your columns, all our oppressors will fall. Forgive those who struck you for personal reasons. Those who have tortured you for your faith in the Romanian people, you will not forgive. Do not confuse the Christian right and duty of forgiving those who wronged you with the right and duty of our people to punish those who have betrayed it and assume for themselves the responsibility to oppose its destiny. Do not forget that the swords you have put on belong to the nation. You carry them in her name. In her name you will use them for the punishment unforgiving and unmerciful. Thus and only thus you will be preparing a healthy future for this nation." End quote. That was Carmen Sylvia, April 5th, 1936. That was from the book For My Legionnaires by Corneliu Corgiano. The metapolitical crusade and the culture war requires us to be the best we can be. Whether it be in the Temple of Iron concerning knowledge and education, or being a good person in general. Without this, we only serve to prove the leftist narrative that all of us on the right are hateful and spiteful just for the sake of being. A lesser's culture war begins the first raid. The next raid is a song about a midsummer's night walk deep in the forest, I think. This is Valkyria from Sweden. The third raid will be by a Russian folk group favorite of mine by the name of Krynica. This is titled Earth Mother.
Сокол, до земли. Христа не выткана. Ой, да мертвой стужею, кровью добрых молодцев.
Zirius is a fast wave act that I have a feeling knows the score. The title speaks for itself. This is Death to Traitors. We'll be right back. quote, "It is not as a woman descended from noble ancestry, but as one of the people that I am avenging lost freedom. My scourged body, the outraged chastity of my daughters, this is a woman's resolve. As for men, they may live and be slaves." End quote. This warrior queen led over 100,000 British Celtic Iceni's against an ever-encroaching Roman Empire. This is Fjord from Canada.
"Romans, you are damned! You have wakened the terrible anger of our gods and ancestors, and they will show you no mercy. We will crush your bones into the land you have desecrated. We will slit your veins and watch the blood burst from you and shower down upon our soil. We will swallow you up, and our strong green shoots will spring to life where you once stood. See your gods tremble and fall before the wrath of Boudicca!"
We'll be right back.
Some men return to the past so that new forces may arise for the reconquest, end quote. That was Julius Evola. Tomorrow belongs to us, and when the black sun rises, a brighter dawn will come. Of that we can be certain. The British and Irish are really setting some high standards when it comes to nationalist synthwave. Vanguard, which you are about to hear, Eternal Reich and Zirius, plus a lesser. This track is titled A Brighter Dawn. We'll be right back. The seventh raid will be from Mr. Bond. My disclaimer from the eighth assault still stands. However, Mr. Bond also has a disclaimer, which I fully agree with. He says, to prevent possible misconceptions, Mr. Bond is not affiliated with the so-called alt-right in any way. In fact, he vehemently distanced himself from the degenerate crypto-libertarian, ironically fascist, gay and mulatto tolerant, race-relativist, miscegenation-apologizing, cult-like big tent cesspit and its obvious agenda of control, de-radicalization, and de-escalation of legitimate right-wing sentiments and efforts. End quote. This track is Hans Landa.
Call them Jews!
You know? I mean, just when you're talking about the media...
Just call them Jews!
When you're talking about education...
Just call them Jews!
When you're talking about Hollywood...
Just call them Jews!
You know what I mean? When you're talking about the left...
Just call them Jews!
When you're talking about the Democrats...
Just call them Jews!
Just do it. It makes more sense that way, and we can stop beating around the bush.
Jews!
Use their media to assassinate real news.
Jews!
Use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
Jews!
Use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then
Jews!
Use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make...
Just call them niggers.
March. Make...
Niggers.
Protest. Make...
Niggers.
Scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia. To smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding. Until the only option left
is we organize the death squads for the people who wrecked America.
And stop the
Jews!
And when that happens,
Jews!
Use it as an excuse for
Jews!
Outrage. The only way we stop
Jews!
The only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this
Jews!
Lie with a clenched fist.
Tonight's the night a big kite gets lit. Yeah, Hans Landa on the incognito tip. Killing white traitors if I have to, until the hair chew is dragged back to Wolfenstein Castle. It ain't that hard to explain. See, I hate all these kites who think they're just gonna come and change things with their slickness. So set it right with the quickness. Stay out of white man's business, yo. I'm on a mission and my mission won't stop until I get the hook nose merchant at the top. I hope you guess his ass until he flops. King Kite kicking back while the goyim shed sweat and blood. Sneaking up on the fat rat. Big rifle, big mags, big body armor on my back. It'll be difficult to get him, cause he's jacked up in a mansion with more guards and surveillance than a prison. Knifing his goons one by one, then I find him in this room, pissed pants, no place to run. You're making a mistake, don't rush it. Before you pull the trigger, back boy, let's discuss it. Then the Jew offers me riches and whores while hitting the panic button on the floor, picking at the door. Cause he's a shiesty motherfucker, but no one's coming, Kite, you're going 6 feet under. Yeah, start the fourth right, and it's 7-6-2 in a hook nose. Yeah, start the fourth right, and it's 7-6-2 in a hook nose. Sneakily, you ship niggas through my hood. Kid touch a Satanist, Pizzagate, pedo wood. Killing cucks when I bust, fuck peace. And you motherfucking hook nosed heaps. You already know the fourth right, got this shit on lock. So why in the fuck do you think we'd ever stop? Plot, yeah, try not to provoke me, Jew. Make your ass have a flashback, 1942. Trains, load up Jews, high up to the ceiling. Tonight's the night, the kites ignite and they squealing. Killing, feeling, no remorse. Yeah, all the evil and the wars that a motherfucking source. Now they pay for their crime, sexualizing our children and importing a gang of swine. They thought it'd be easier to deal with me. Mix our race, dilute our traits, it was done strategically to make their pockets bigger. But not even 80 years of blue pills could make us wanna fuck a nigga. Gather up the crew, what you wanna do? We're a bunch of siege leaders in a country run by Jews. So what the fuck you think? Belt fed nigga, snuff them, round them up, buck them and truck them to the oven. Yeah, start the fourth right, and it's 7-6-2 in a hook nose. Yeah, start the fourth right, and it's 7-6-2 in a hook nose.
6:45 was the time up on my stoa, when me and my homies kicked off the fucking showa. Some communist rats try to hit us in a setup. Die Fahne hoch rings out as they're getting lit up. Here we come, taking our country back, and we're scrapped, turning reds into body stacks as we bust caps kill. Here's the deal, resist or suicide, either way your blood will spill. Right, so what you motherfuckers gon' come at me with? Hope that appears to be compassionate, cause you can save that shit. Guess what they told me? You lose your humanity if you kill us this coldly. Except globalism and we'll make your life blush. Oh yeah, but you have to breed out this evil white stuff. Let me think about it. Turned my back and grabbed my gat, and guess what I told them for I shot it. Hundreds of damn times, yeah. We told you to take a hike, yeah. This was the last strike. Now it's 7-6-2 in a hook-nosed kite. Yeah, start the fourth right. And it's 7-6-2 in a hook-nosed kite. Yeah, start the fourth right. And it's 7-6-2 in a hook-nosed kite. Yeah, start the fourth right. And it's 7-6-2 in a hook-nosed kite. Yeah, start the fourth right. And it's 7-6-2 in a hook-nosed kite.
The eighth raid is by Slavlan from Poland. This track is about enacting revenge on our enemies. Roughly titled, Slavonic Retaliation.
Yeah.
Der Stürmer from Greece will be carrying out the Ninth Raid. This track is about the Battle of Thermopylae, titled Those Who Lived and Died Like Heroes.
Atlas! 3 weeks from now, I will be harvesting my crops.
Imagine where you will be, and it will be so.
Hold the line! Stay with me! You find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face. Do not be troubled, for you are in Elysium, and you're already dead! Brothers, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
We'll be right back.
Blood Axes will handle the 10th and final raid of tonight. This track is a little different than usual. This is an instrumental with the words of Charles Manson mixed in. Regardless of what is said about this man, in most cases, I'm sure it's heavily exaggerated or a flat-out lie. He seemed to have moments of extreme clarity of natural instinctive thoughts. Having said that, I would like to hold up my horn full of the darkest Wisconsin raspberry mead to Longshanks and the other roundtable radio airing comrades. Salute. The Forrest Brother Audio Insurgencies are dedicated to past, present, and future white insurgents and as guerrillas and white separatists who will secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Hail the order and defeat never, victory forever, comrades.
And he lost his brotherhood. That's the reason that thing fell off the bottom of that gun. He lost his swastika and he lost his brotherhood from lying because he thought it was a big joke to stab somebody in the back that just took a life for him. If somebody's given their life for you and they're going into the battlefield for you, you can't very well laugh at them when they come back. If a man's over in Vietnam and he's over there in the mud and the blood and he's fighting and dying for you and then you come over and you spit in his face, what kind of fucking country could that be? You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, so it's the same thing all the way down the line. All the way down the line, people think it's slick to get over on somebody else because they're in a down position. And they find their strength by sacrificing their own lambs. But they're not sacrificing the lambs of their enemies. They're only sacrificing their own children. They're sacrificing their children for somebody else's children. My grandfather told me this. He didn't tell me exactly, but he told my grandmother, and I know she never lied. He told my grandmother that he was standing on her in World War I. He was standing on a dead body, and he seen a Bible in this guy's pocket, and he reached down and he got the Bible out of this guy's pocket. And he opened up the Bible, and there was the man's picture with his wife and his two, three children, you dig? And he had a chain with a cross on it, and he looked at the Bible, and he looked at the man's children, and he looked at the cross, and he looked down and seen himself. He said, wow, man, what am I doing fighting my brother? I'm over here fighting my brother, and I don't even know why I'm fighting this guy, you dig? Why have we been fighting each other? Why are we divided? Why is our house all split up in little pieces? Why are we divided within ourselves? We worship the same God. We have the same books, the same words, different translations, but the same principles. We live by the same codes of honor. Why in the hell are we fighting each other? Why did my grandfather kill himself? He comes back and tells my grandmother, you know, I was fighting my brothers, and I don't even know why. And they didn't know why. You want me to tell you why? They'll ride on you. They'll ride on you till there's nothing left of you and sell your blood all the way.
Forrest Brothers, audio listeners.